Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Great to check in with Jamie Petrie in Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, it's a busy time. We're right into it with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. We have an away game this weekend. Big games coming up later this month. But first off, let's talk about the big win from Saturday, October 12th over Delhi. Tell us about that game.
Yeah, we played better. Yeah, I thought we played a tighter game. And we had a little Thanksgiving fun. We had some turkeys and some hams and some other things on the ice for Chuck-a-Puck. So, yeah, it was all around good. Good night.
Nice. Big 5-1 win for Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. So you have an away game. You are taking on Dunville. Is that right?
Yeah, we're on the road, Dunville. I'm going to be saying this quite a bit. There's no easy games this year. You know, over the course of the start of this league, there was, you know, some startup teams and some games that you could say, oh, it might be a little easier than others. But no, every team's got a good team. So, yeah, we're heading down there. We're a little light with the roster. Some guys have some stuff on the go. But, we'll go down there and see what happens.
All right. So that is for Saturday night, taking on the Dunville Arrows. And that is at the Dunville Memorial Arena for this Saturday night. And, of course, the fans can still follow the games online for sure, right?
Yeah, they sure can. Go on WOSHL.com and hit live stream and come cheer us on in their friendly confines of their couch.
But then the following weekend, you got a busy weekend, a home-and-home series with Orangeville.
Yeah, Orangeville's really good. They got a good hockey club, and so we'll be there Friday, and then we're back home Saturday, and lots of stuff on the go for Saturday's game.
Oh, for sure. So Saturday's game, a part of it is Stratford Aces Night. Tell us about that.
Yep, the whole organization, the Aces players and coaches and all that are coming in. They get free admission, and we're going to have a mini game in between the first and second. The little younger girls are playing, and then in between the second and third, we're actually having a shootout. So four different age groups will be part of the tall man target shooting contest. We're looking forward to some fun stuff. The other thing we're doing is we've partnered up with Lactalis out of Mitchell, and they do the dairy products, the milk, the cheese strings, and so on. So we're going to have Cheesy, the mascot, there, and he's going to be handing out cheese strings and chocolate milk to everyone, and it'll be fun.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun. And also a reminder, too, food donations requested for Stratford Salvation Army, and that's a great thing. And Jamie, with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey, always great partnerships with area charities.
Yeah, every game we have a charity at Salvation Army. Will be next Saturday, and I say this word too much. I don't want to get a little hoaxy here, but with speaking to the different organizations and charities in town, I'm very ignorant, I guess, how much that some needy needs. You know, there's some food out there that just isn't getting to the people, and if we can do our little part and help out, let's do that, Irish fans.
Yeah, you bet. So that's Stratford Aces Night, part of the fun with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey for Saturday, October 26th. And again, at 7 p.m., and a reminder for folks, these are now Saturday evening games, Jamie.
Yep, Saturday evening, 7 o'clock, and we find that, or we have found, the response has been good. You know, especially when the weather's really nice out. I know we're a little chilly today, but when it's nice out, people want to have that last barbecue or go for the last stroll, and they don't want to be in the arena at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But it's been really good. You can plan your day and then plan around coming to see us at 7 o'clock at night on Saturdays.
Yeah, Saturday night hockey, can't beat that. So again, we've talked about this, Jamie. There's been new promotions and new things going on, but we got an old favorite that's coming back. Tacos in a Bag, is that right?
Yeah, Tacos in a Bag. It's been our big hit for food anyway. So yeah, Tacos in a Bag is coming back next Saturday. So let's get her going. Just $5 and go to town. The other thing I'll say is that we have an ongoing pot of gold Chuck-a-Puck. So we have a can that's in the middle of the middle of the ice, and there's three openings in the can, and we have not had a winner yet. So we're up to $300. The winner will get $300.
Wow.
If they get it.
Yeah, that is awesome. So many great promotions, great ideas happening with Stratford Fighting Irish Hockey. Jamie, anything else on the go? That equipment drive, too?
Yeah, the equipment drive was unbelievable.
Yeah. How was that?
Blown away. people want to go online and check out Stratford Irish Facebook and take a look at the photos. The Armchair Chirpers did an amazing job organizing this, and the best is the recipients at Rotary Hockey. I believe they're having a hockey equipment sale where people can come in and take advantage of all that coming up. So take a look at those people online and get more information. But absolutely blown away. I've seen all the equipment kind of put out in the lobby of the arena. There was a lot. So thank you, people, for contributing that. The best recipients are those young people that can't afford new equipment.
Yeah, that is awesome. Thank you, Jamie, and Stratford Fighting Irish for all you do for our community with things like an equipment drive and so much more charity partnership. Stratford Fighting Irish, we'll share the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. Jamie, have a great game on Saturday, the away game.
Awesome. Thank you, Jamie. Have a great weekend, people.